What we're dealing with is the first robust evidence of humans in this part of the world. It probably dates to about 13,000 calendar years ago. And these are people that are first inhabiting the area at the end of the last ice age. So it's a very interesting time period because it's a very different environment and world than it is today. We have a completely different suite of animals on the landscape and a very different kind of a vegetation. And the people that are coming into this area, we might think of them as the colonizers of this region. And they're inhabiting a very different landscape and adapting to an environment that is rapidly changing at the end of the Ice Age. So we're starting to get the switch from Ice Age conditions to more modern conditions.
It's not surprising that we might not truly understand everything about these people because of how long ago it was, but you're kind of pointing out that there have been some misconceptions as far as how advanced they were.
Well, absolutely, and part of that is because of the difficulty in studying cultures that existed so long ago. So we're talking about 13,000 years. So part of the problem is preservation of material. Things just don't last that long. So what we're left with are the stone tools, most typically to study. And so trying to reconstruct cultures just from a very small portion of what they have left behind is difficult. And most of what we know about these folks has been generated from sites that are located further to the west, out on the Great Plains, where typically you have better preservation. And a lot of focus has been centered upon kill sites of large animals, such as mammoths, which are very easy to find comparative to trying to find, say, for instance, a single small spear point. So the bones of a large animal, which preserve better than the bones of small animals. Typically, that's the first discovery. A rancher or a farmer finds something like that, and then they call somebody in to investigate it. And what has happened is that the finds of some bones then turns into an archaeological site almost by accident when they find some spear points associated with it. So this is kind of distorted or colored our view of these folks as primarily hunters of large animals and particularly mammoths, when we probably are missing a large portion of their everyday activities.
And that includes things like trade. You've been able to determine that they were traders and that they where they move, things like that.
Exactly. So the historical focus on just investigating kill sites, because those are the sites that are easiest to find, has really left a large portion of the record uninvestigated, because these other kinds of behaviors don't fossilize well. So these sites are rare, which tells us that there aren't a lot of people on the landscape. So the population is small. And also, if we look at where they obtain the stone that they use to make their toolkit out of, we also know that they're traveling large distances. So when we go from the source to where the stone occurs to where the artifacts are ultimately found, that we sometimes know they're traveling hundreds of miles. So this has an effect of spreading these small numbers of people out across very large portions of the landscape. So people have two problems that they need to solve. And one is to eat every day, and then the second is also to have a social life. And so when people are spread thinly across the landscape, then we know that they're going to have problems meeting other people, which ultimately is a big part of one of other human basic needs that needs to be met. So what I've been looking at is tracking these stones as they move across the landscape to look for evidence of social interaction.